Trumpty Dumpty wanted a wall. Trumpty Dumpty headed for a big fall. All of the horses and all of the men can't put Trumpty Bumpty back together again. Woo-hoo, Trumpty Dumpty, do you see the end? You and your buddy, Putin's your friend. You're making Russia really great again. Whoa, Trumpty Dumpty. Yeah. A while back, I was reading an editorial that was written by a farmer, a retired farmer. And he told of a company that was having an evening gathering, sort of a customer appreciation. And there was going to be a meal, plenty of good food, entertainment, and local speakers that represent the company and its products and services. And then the meeting was going to be topped off by the big honcho, the big wig from the corporate office many miles away. And everything went pretty well as far as I think they had planned for. The people came, the food was good, the entertainment was fun, but then something that went wrong was that the keynote speaker throughout the evening drank excessively and became very intoxicated. So at the end of the evening, when he was to come up and give his delivery, he staggered drunkenly to the podium, speech slurred. He told off-color jokes, many of which he forgot the punchline, and laughed and swore, and offended many people. But what the fellow that wrote the editorial said, that of course it bothered a lot of people, but what shocked him is that nobody made an effort to intervene, to stop this from happening, to come up and say, hey, you know, dude, this isn't, I think, what your company wants for you or what they wanted you to come here and do. I don't think any of us here need this. Let's just have you set this one out. And then the fellow that wrote the editorial that shared this story said, that's very much what this president is like. He's like this bumbling, grumbling, incoherent oaf, saying ignorant, belligerent things that harm any people's lives, things that harm the diplomacy of this nation, things that affect the image of this nation and its people. Things that reflect very, very poorly on what is America. One by one, he insults a new group of people or nations over and over again. And it seems he's against anything that's good. I was just thinking recently of LeBron James school opening in Akron, Ohio. Something that's a wonderful thing. He's offering many good free services to help people out. And he had to attack this man and say something like he wasn't intelligent. And you really got to wonder, you know, this is the same man that attacked Amazon. And I wonder why. Is it because they are very popular? Is it because they are very progressive and profitable and growth-oriented? And then through all this, maybe realize just how small and insecure and insignificant this man really is. How little, how tiny he is. Yes, Trumpty Dumpty wanted a wall. Trumpty Dumpty headed for a big fall. All of the horses and all of the men couldn't put Trumpty Dumpty back together again. Woo-hoo, Trumpty Dumpty, do you see the end? You and your buddy, Putin, your friend, you're making Russia really great again. Oh, Trumpty Dumpty hoo hoo.